there is a nice item of worship on our, this is the Bible reading. For today, our Bible will take you from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17. I'll say that again. Our Bible reading will be taken from 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17. And it reads, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things passed away, behold, new things have come. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This shows that God answers our prayers. And we thank God, the year 2026 has begun. And if you listen to our Bible reading, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things has become new. It's like this quotation is very, I love these quotations, and we can learn a lot of things from this. As we are beginning our year 2026, we have to follow what the Bible is saying to us. All things become what? New. We have to start everything new. But he's saying, therefore, if any man is in Christ, if any man be in Christ. But the question is, how can you be in Christ? How can we be in Christ? That is why we find the answer in Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. He said, for as many of you have been baptized into Christ, have what? Put on Christ. That is why we are in Christ. Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5, 17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. How can we be in Christ? Galatians 5, 27 says, for as many of you have been baptized into Christ, have what? Put on Christ. That is why in Acts 2:47, he said, these people were praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord what? Added to the church daily those who have been saved. When you become born again, when you become, you be in Christ, a lot of things God expects from us. A lot of things God wants from us. Because we have put on Christ, God has so many ways for us to live our life. But because of our time this morning, we are going to look about three holy things. So, I will say three ways God So the sermon of my title is said what God wants from us. If I'm saying in singular, the question is, what God wants from me in 2026? What God wants from me? What God wants from you? And what God wants from us? As what? As the church. What God wants from us. So three things, quickly, you have to learn, or you have to know what God wants from us in 2026. One is, God wants Christians to what? To separate ourselves from the world. I repeat, God wants Christians to separate ourselves from the world. The Bible teaches that God calls Christians to be separate, not in the way of isolation from people, but being what? Distinct in the conduct, value, and what? Devotion to Him. This separation is meant to preserve holiness and reflect God's character in the world. God wants us what? In 2020, to separate ourselves. Our character, our attitude, our behavior must what? Reflect to God. That is what God wants from us. It's not what I want, but it's what? What God wants from us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 17, it says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean things, and I will what? Receive you. Here, separation involves close partnership that compromise Christian faith and value and character and value. Christians, we have what? Morals. We have what? Something called Christian what? Morals. We can live our life as we want. Galatians 3 verse 27, we have read that those who are what? Baptized what? Have do what? Have put on Christ. People see us as what? As Christ. Christ is no more here in the earth. We believe, and He has promised that what? He is going to come. He is coming back again and take us to where He is. By past, He is not here. God wants our life to be what? To be separate. There is supposed to be what? A clean line between those who are in our outside and those who God has what? Called us. There is supposed to be a line in 2026. This line is supposed to be clear. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your what? Your mind. Your mind. Christians are called to distinct thinking and behavior, not conforming to worldly values. There is something, a lot of things the world value as what? Most important. But we Christians, even we think, we know that all what we have, what? Belongs to what? Belongs to God. All what we have is what? Is a privilege God has what? Given to us for we to use it at what? To serve Him. We are here to serve each other. And we need to recognize who we are. If you become a Christian, if you have put on Christ, Say Romans chapter 2, 12 verse 12, 12 verse 2. Say, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Christians are called to distinct thinking and behavior, not conforming to the values, the word values. First Peter chapter 1, verse 15 to 16. He said, but just as he who calls you is holy, you be holy in all you do, for it is written, be holy, because God is what? Holy. We need to be holy. Christians, we are not holier than thou. We are holy because of what Christ did on the cross. We are holy people. God sees us as what? Holy people. Not that we are holier than that. We are more better than other people there. But because of what? We have put on Christ. Because of what? We allow ourselves for God to add us to his church. That is why we have to draw a line. It is my responsibility, it's your responsibility to draw a line. Any decision we will take in this 2026 onwards, what? We have to be very careful because we are very different. We are very different in this world. So separation is expressed as holiness. As we read in the first Peter, separation is expressed in holiness. And holiness that imitates what? God's nature. Holiness that what? Imitates God's nature. In John 17, verse 14 to 16, Jesus prayed for his disciples. They are not of the world, just as I am not in the world. Christians are in the world, but set apart in purpose and identity. Our identity is different. The way and manner we need to do our things are different. My brother, my sisters, our youth, the way and manner we have to do our things is what? It's far different. And God expects us what? To draw a line. To draw a line. So, what God wants from us, one thing is what? God wants Christians to what? To separate ourselves from the world. The second thing God wants from us is what? God wants Christians to live one day at a time. I repeat this one. God wants Christians to live one day at a time. A lot of God's followers has missed this one. A lot of God people, we have missed this one. And we want to live in future, present, and what? And the past. No, God wants his people what? To live one day at a time. In 2026, the thing God wants from us is what? God wants us to live one day at a time. One day at a time. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 11, give us this day our daily bread. Where Jesus took this thing from? He took it from Exodus. Exodus chapter 1, 16. What happened in the desert where God's people murmured against Moses, and God promised that what? He is going to what? Fill them. And the thing is, God do it. God asked them to go and pick this what is called manna one day what? At a time. So what lesson did God is teaching them? God is teaching something called daily dependency. Daily dependence. If you are a Christian, you depend on God. And God always, God wants us what? To depend on Him. And this particular thing, it seems like a lot of God's people, you fail to understand this principle. God is not telling us not to plan for the future. Not that what He's saying. Even the book of James says that you have to say, if God will, you will do this or do that. You see, God wants us to plan, but the issue is, God wants us to live one day at a time. One day at a time. You say, trust God. Trust God's provisions. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, Jesus says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. This encourages believers to trust God daily for these needs, rather being anxious about the future. Christians, you have to stop anxiety. You have to stop thinking tomorrow. God has not promised us tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised in the Bible. You can't find it here. God has not promised that. God said we must live one day at a time. One day at a time. That is what God wants from us. Dependency. Dependency on God, God's grace. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in what? Weakness. God's grace is new every day. So living one day at a time helps us rely on the strength moment by moment. And we have to live one day at a time. Why? To focus on present faithfulness. Luke chapter 16 verse 10 teaches that being faithful in little things leads to greater responsibilities. By concentrating one day, Christians can faithfully serve God and others without being overwhelmed by what lies ahead. It seems like the problem you put in ourselves, even the sad one is the thing which has what? Passed. At times you worry, you think about the things which has passed. When God has not given us what? Ability. We don't have ability. No matter how it is, if the thing has passed, you can't go there, you don't have that privilege to go there and correct it. And God, in the future, God has not promised us in the future. He said, we need to live one day at a time. That is why God, Jesus teaches his disciples that he said, give us what? This day, our daily bread. That is what we have to what? Focus on. We have to focus on our daily bread. If I wake up and God has shown mercy and grace to me, that is hallelujah. And I have to give, and I give thanks to God. So living one day at a time help Christians grow in trust, find strength in God's grace, stay faithful in the present, and enjoy God's peace. This is the reason why God wants us to what? To live one day at a time. God wants us what? To trust Him. And the last one is why? God wants Christians to be what? Ambassadors. God wants Christians to be what? Ambassadors. We need to know the reason why God called us. God didn't call us what? To work only in the ambulance or in the taxi drivers or what? God called us in for the purpose. So, in 2026, if you don't know, God wants Christians to be what? Ambassadors. Ambassadors. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, it says, Paul writes, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." This tells us that as a follower of Christ, we represent him and his message to others. Our charge is we represent God and his what? And his message. That is why we come here for what? Bible studies. How I can what? Conduct myself. That is why Bible study is very, very important. That is why reading the Bible daily is very what? Very, very important. Because God wants us to do what? To know his way and also what? To show others the way to God. What is an ambassador? So the question is, what is an ambassador? An ambassador is someone sent by the king or government to represent them in another country. They speak and act on behalf of their own country. Similarly, Christians are sent by God to represent Jesus on earth and share his message of what? Reconciliation. Our job is what? To go there and reconcile people what? To God. That is our job. We are Christ's ambassadors. So our job is what? To share God's mercy. That is why our life is very, very important. Our Christian life is very, very important because people are supposed to see us what? As an ambassador. People are supposed to see us as what? As Christ-like. Because what? Because we have what? Put on Christ. Because we have put on Christ. Our mission, because we are ambassador, our mission, the role of an ambassador is to bring peace and restore relationship. Restore relationship. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 to 19, Paul explains that God has given us the ministry of what? Reconciliation. Ministry of reconciliation. Meaning we help people be restored to right relationship with Christ. So even the Church of Christ at times is called what? The ministry of what? Reconciliation. Reconciliation. Because we have, God can, I say, God is omnipotent. He can even cause something for people to what? Come and worship him. But in the scheme of God,
redemption, God's plan. Look at it. God said, we, like me, George, like you, we are the people who are supposed to what? Go there and share the gospel. Go and share the gospel. That is God's wisdom. We people, human beings, you will not understand. You will not comprehend what is the teaching of God. So, if you don't know, God said, we are what? Ambassador. It is our responsibility to what? To reconcile people to Christ. To Christ. Why? Why should you do this? Why this is too matter to me this morning? Being an ambassador means what? Being ambassador means what? To carry the authority and message of Christ. We carry authority and the message of Christ. You see, we are called to live in a way that reflects God's kingdom. We are called to what? To live in a way that reflects God's kingdom. And he said, we ought others to be reconciled with God, sharing his love and salvation. So God calls Christians ambassadors because he wants us to represent him faithfully, sharing his love and call others to be restored to God. This is our responsibility. This is our responsibility. So I said my sermon, the title of my sermon is what? What God wants from us. What God wants from us. There's so many things God wants from us, but we are taking this trip as we are beginning of this year 2023. Let us bear in mind that God wants Christians, as Christians. I'm saying Christians, I'm not saying churchgoers. Churchgoers, I'm saying Christians. If you are a Christian, if you are a Christian, you call yourself Christian. If the Lord has added you to his church, if you have what? Reconciled with God. If you have been put on Christ. If you have been born again, then we have to what? To separate ourselves from the world. There must be a distinct line. We have to draw a line. There is certain things in the world, because of the decision you have made, you can't what? You can't do that. You can't do that because of the decision I have made to what? To go with Christ, to live with Christ. I can't do that. I can't, and we're supposed to know that. We have to draw the line. And the second thing is what? We must what? To live one day at a time. Don't let us put all this burden on our head. It's too much for us. We can't carry it. God knows that. God created us. God knows that in our purity, we can't what? We can't do that. We can't carry all the problems in our head. That is why God wants us what? To live one day at a time. One day at a time. If tomorrow I get there, that is God's grace. But I have to live one day at a time. And God wants us what? To be the ambassadors. We are in charge. We are in charge of the lost people. If you don't know that, we are in charge of the lost people. God has called us that we are going to be sending us to the world. If you even can't preach the world, and what attitude? The area you are in, the work we are doing, let people see Christ, not us. Let people see Christ in us. Because that is why we represent. We represent what? Christ on this earth. If you don't know that, we represent Christ in this earth. So bringing my things in conclusion, in summary, God wants Christians to separate themselves from sinful influences and patterns that will weaken their faith or witness. Please, let us separate ourselves from the things that will weaken our faith. Let us separate ourselves from that with faith or witness, so they can be holy, holy life, and be effective witnesses of the love and truth. This is a scriptural separation. It's ultimately about spiritual purity and dedication. Brothers and sisters, as we have entered this year of blessing, let us, even if you forget everything God wants from us, don't let us forget all these three things. It's three, so it's very simple for us to keep on our mind that there is something I cannot do. What? Because I am what? Christ-like. Because God has called me to His kingdom. I cannot do that. And I have to bear in mind that no matter how the situation is, God wants me to be one day at a time. Let us remember that, because a lot of Christians are not comfortable, are not serving God properly, cannot serve God as he God wants, because you want to be past, present, and the future at the same time. No, God said we need to what? Live one day at a time. And the last one, God says we have to be ambassadors. We have to represent God. This is our charge in 2026. I pray that God will help us. It's not easy. It's not easy. But through God's help, we can do it. I thank you for your listening, and I pray that God will strengthen us as we are willing to do His work. Amen.
Amen.